One of the things about having multiple sclerosis, MS, I've come to appreciate feeling. I can tell you that the associated numbness that this illness has, where at times you can't feel the ground you're standing on because your brain can't get the message down to your feet, that numbness is not preferable. Even the sensation of pain is sensational. In Selma's yoga class, I distinguished myself with a bring it on attitude to the pain that can come with the associated twisting and movements contrary to old muscles and bones, and all the positions and holding them. I say bring it on. I cheer it. Likewise, on Monday nights in physical therapy, I'm well known in that room as the person who gets titles such as Sensation Appreciation and Happy Cramper. And they do like to torture me and do like to put me on a table and spread my legs to the point of my saying make a wish. Most physical exercise gurus tell their colleagues and their charges to feel the burn and think of it as evidence you are actually benefiting from what you are putting your body through at that moment, and until you go to the extreme, it's true. I'm here to tell you, no pain, no gain is not just a trite phrase for athletes or a way of pitching Gatorade. I feel the burn with each passing day. Each passing day is grace to me. Like with any exercise, the more I work it, the stronger I get. Grace is just beginning to flex its muscles in me. As a transformed person, I hear God saying, go for the gold. In today's reading from Romans, Paul advises on how the church, aka the believers, need to approach what life will still throw at us. We need to look at the beginning of this chapter to get the context. Paul tells us, do not be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, get outside the comfort zones. Change, if it's from God, is good. Let your minds accept God's way, because you will be transformed. New disciples have to grow. Maturing disciples want to grow. I'll say it again. New disciples of Christ have to grow. Maturing disciples want to grow. Remembering Tom's thoughts on this from last week, if we are indeed to be living sacrifices, we need not to be content for ourselves. I ask in my prayers not for a healing of my affliction, my MS, but rather that my affliction may bring healing to others. If the church, all the believers, can only come to see ourselves as radically different, we would be able to overcome any affliction. As Jesus told Peter in today's gospel reading, do not devote yourself to earthly things, but the concerns of humanity, but rather to truly be devoted to the divine things, the concerns of God. When we hear hate evil, we say, okay, that's easy enough. The nightly news and the papers show us that there is enough evil out there. Hate it all? That would consume the best of us. But overcoming evil with good, this is radical. When Jesus spoke of peacemakers, blessed are the peacemakers, he was speaking to this. Keeping peace is one thing, making it is what God's transformed, the church, are tasked to do. More about this in a moment. When Paul tells us, be joyful in hope, he is telling us that the hope that springs from our faith should give us no other choice but to be joyful. In this way, joy is distinguished from happy. Happiness happens. It is circumstantial. And because of the way life moves, happiness will come and go. Joy is a deeply rooted sensation. It is an attitude that the truly transformed have because our faith makes us certain that our hope in resurrection will be realized. Now we read, bless those who persecute you. Even go so far as feeding our enemy when they are hungry. I remember this very short spot back when TV used to have these, used to be able to have these. A wealthy rancher had a neighbor whose wife and kids were starving. The neighbor finally had to leap over the fence, and he stole a calf. He was brought before the rancher, who looked down at the poor neighbor and said, string him up. It will teach him a lesson. That night, the wealthy man dreamt he was standing before God for judgment. God looked down on the man and said, forgive him. It will teach him a lesson. To me, Paul is saying, as children of God, not just our minds are to be transformed, but our emotions as well. Our joy is in the hope. And with accepting this, we have to accept that indeed God's vengeance is his own. Being merciful to someone who is totally dedicated to hating us is, in fact, godly mercy. It is as hot coals on the enemy's head, because all the rationale for the hate which defined him is gone. His hate has no reason to exist in his mind or his heart. It breaks him as God would break him. Overcome evil with good. Diane and I recently started working at the cat and dog rescue that our own church members, Val Ward and Janice LeBlanc, are essentially running. As they took on the new dogs and started in their new location, Diane and I started giving our time to help. Diane cleans the cat cages and feeds them almost daily. I go there to yard the dogs as often as I can. We can tell you that every pet that has landed there has his or her own unique story of how rescue was desperately needed. It was abuse, neglect, or abandonment, or a combination thereof. One dog was boarding at a vet, and the owners never came back for him, never left a way to be reached, moved away, never paid the bill. The vet called Val, and if Val did not take him, the vet was going to have to bring it into a kill shelter, a perfectly healthy 5-year-old, beautiful dog. Evil, perpetuated on those most innocent of creatures, often totally defenseless and frightened beyond our imagination. Do we acknowledge that evil? Of course. Can we do something? Yes. We can volunteer to do something that in the grand scheme of things may change little. But for these particular animals, we can go there and clean up after them, socialize them, play with them, hold and hug them, and feed them, and prepare them to ultimately be adopted by loving families that are looking just for each of them. We can be part of their transformation, overcoming evil with good, and it feels good. We feel the burn, and it feels good. These animals capture our hearts and make us forget the evil just long enough to focus on the good, which we are doing for them and which they are doing for us.